And now, for your listening pleasure.
Here I am, and here you are. And today is Loss Day, also known as Grief Day, because grief happens. Today, though, I'm venturing over to talk about a different type of loss. Over the past several days, I have had incidents that disturbed me. One particular day, my empath vibrations were tinkered with so much, I couldn't focus. I hit overwhelm. I lost my ability to be me. It took about 36 hours to regain what I had lost, and believe me when I say I grieved. First, there was the shock of the words I heard. I could not keep myself from hearing them over and over again. All empathetic people know when we hit overwhelm, we are wiped out. And this all happened early in the morning, followed by, of course, more crap to hit my vibrations and tinker with them. I lost 36 hours and I was ticked off. I had to release this overwhelm, and I do a lot of my releasing by what else? Crying or going to bed. I couldn't go to bed. It was still early morning, so I cried. Then I called two coaches I've worked with to help me release this negativity even more. Words are very powerful, and I've learned in the past to get rid of toxicity as quickly as I can. In this case, I will just be careful around this person. I know what trips their triggers, and I won't be tripping them, that's for sure. I told you all from the beginning, loss and grief are not just about someone passing on. Toxic people need to go, and as a high-value woman, trying to help others reach high value, I know it isn't always easy. Next episode, this high-value woman, yeah, that's me, Carol Sanek, will be bringing you talk from my soul. Thank you so much for listening, and that is a wrap.